greatest story ever told. Today, we present Matthew the Publican, a drama based on an event described in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, an event in the greatest life ever lived. The town of Capernaum, and in the town, the house of the publican Matthew, where today is an unusual day. For on this day, Matthew is not concerned with collecting taxes, nor with accounting to the Romans for the monies which he has collected for them from his own people. Instead, this is a day of happiness for Matthew, or at least it should be. For now, he talks to the lovely young girl who is his niece. And to judge from the look on Matthew's face, it is a pleasant subject they talk about.
Believe me, Deborah, nothing in the world could have made me as happy as this news about you and Daniel. I want you to know that I've been looking forward to this day. I've been setting aside money for it. Your wedding garments will be the finest that have ever been seen in Capernaum, and now the feast itself must be lavish. I wish your wedding day to be an event that you will never forget. Of course, we cannot expect that there will be many people there.
Please, Uncle, don't say anything.
You would try to stir my feelings. Well, it is time this was talked about. Time that one of us said what needs saying. There will be very few guests at your wedding because of me. After all, what am I? A publican. One who collects taxes for my own people to turn over to the Romans. Shall I expect that they will like me for...
Uncle, I wish you wouldn't talk this way.
If I can't talk to you, to whom shall I talk? Somehow, Deborah, if I were sure that you understood, it would help. If you understood what it was like. There was a plague, and your father and mother had both died. And suddenly I was left with a niece who needed food and shelter, and I had no other way to provide for you except to become a publican. It was not what I wanted, but it was the only way that would make it possible.
I know, Uncle. Because of me, your life has been ruined.
Oh, no, no, it wasn't your fault. But sometimes I get to wondering, is the man's life ruined as long as he's alive and there is hope that he can change?
Uncle?
I've thought about it often. Now I will do it.
But do what, Uncle?
Become a free man, free of the Romans, free of the hatred of my own people.
But can you?
Now that you're being married, I can get along on less. I will find some new way of earning my livelihood. I will take any other kind of work that I can find. Now, surely that should convince people, and I'll do it now. You'll see, Deborah, before your wedding day, we will have many new friends, and on your wedding day, you will have many guests. You will have nothing to be ashamed of.
Uncle, are you sure it can be done?
It can be done. In fact, I will go to see the Roman commander at once.
Matthew, don't stand there mumbling. If you've something to say, come out with it. What's troubling you?
Caius, sir, I would like to explain
something. Look, Matthew, if there's something wrong with your accounts of the tax monies, that's the one thing that can't be discussed. Your accounts are either right or wrong. There are no explanations that Rome would accept.
The accounts are right down to the very last coin, sir.
Then what are you trembling about?
Sir, I have served you Romans faithfully for a great many years.
And you've been paid well for it.
Oh, I don't deny that. I don't deny that it was for the money that I did it.
Well, then?
Sir, I wouldn't want the Roman authorities to think that there's anything wrong, but I might as well say it. I wish to resign from my office.
Tax collector for the Romans, resign.
This is no laughing matter to me. It's a very serious step.
Oh, there's no doubt of that. We'll examine everything you own at once.
But why? I've been honest in my dealings with you.
Matthew, you must know that you'll never get another position.
Oh, but I will.
Indeed. Well, if you do, you'll be the first man who's collected taxes for the Romans and been rewarded with a job by your own people. No, I don't believe it. What's more, I think that you've been systematically stealing money from the tax collections so that now you can afford to resign and never work again.
No, sir, no, sir, no, you don't understand it. It's my niece. It's the wedding, that's what...
Niece, wedding, man, are you out of your head?
Please, sir, please listen to me and try to understand. Every day for years now, you've seen me at my place by the roadside collecting the road taxes and carefully noting in the scrolls the amount of the collections, every single coin accounted for. How can you accuse me of cheating?
I'll say one thing for you. If you have been cheating, you've been very skillful at it.
But I haven't been cheating. Please understand. I've spent my life giving her everything that she wanted. And now, in this most important time of her life, I realize that the one thing I haven't been able to give her is a good name. And so I'm resigning. For her sake, and for my own. I'll show everyone that I'm not a Roman sympathizer at heart.
So, fine appreciation for what we Romans have done for you.
What you've done for me? You've made me an outcast. No one will speak to me. No one will associate with me. That's what working for the Romans has done for me. They think of me as a traitor.
And now you're going to change all that, eh?
Yes. I can get along on little now that my niece is leaving. I'll find some kind of work that will give me enough to live on.
Good. Very good, Matthew. I'm glad to see that you've got the courage and the strength to take such a drastic step in order to reestablish yourself in the community. Of course, if you should change your mind and decide that this is the work you like best after all, well, we'll always have a place waiting for you here.
I'll never come back here.
Of course. But your position will still be waiting for you. After all, it's the least we can do for our friends.
What do you want here? I've done nothing wrong. Besides, your interest is in the road collections. You can't come prying into my affairs. Or have you been promoted to the collection of other taxes?
Samuel, I've not come here to discuss taxes with you.
You haven't? Ah, good.
No, Samuel, it's a far different matter that brings me. You see, I need help.
Indeed. Well, what is it? What's wrong?
Samuel, for a long time now, I've been doing work for the Romans.
Well, I know that.
Of course. And although you don't sympathize with what I've been doing, believe me, there were reasons. A man doesn't do things like this without compelling reasons. But all that has changed now. I am no longer a publican.
How nice. But what's that to do with me?
Well, Samuel, say what you will about the Romans. You must know how exacting they are. I've had fine training. I can keep records and books as accurately as anyone.
Well, that must be a great satisfaction to you, I'm sure.
Now, the point of my visit here is this. Samuel, would you give me a position?
Matthew, I have no use for any additional help.
But everyone knows how much your business has prospered in the last few years. Surely you could make room for one more man, a capable man?
Yes, my business has prospered, and I intend to see that it goes on prospering. And one way to make sure is not to hire any friends of the Romans.
But I'm no friend of theirs, I tell you.
There never was a publican in this land who was considered anything but a traitor. And I don't associate with traitors. Nor do I give them work. Is that clear?
But I've changed, Samuel.
Changed? The thorns on a rose never change, neither do traitors. Now you'll do me a great favor by leaving here at once. After all, I have my reputation to think of.
You must must understand. I'm sure you will.
Understand what, Matthew?
Well, your caravans carry produce for the Roman armies. You do a great deal of business with them.
And if I do?
Well, then surely you must understand the position that I'm in now.
Make yourself clear, Matthew. What is it? Is there something wrong? Or is it that you've got some bit of secret news that you're willing to dispose of for a price?
I've never been a spy.
Then what brings you here?
No one will believe me, but I think that you will understand. Because, after all, you did practically the same thing.
What did I do?
You worked for the Romans, too, and since you...
Wait. Hold on a moment, Matthew. Are you attempting to put me in the same class with you?
Well, after all, we both earn our livelihoods working for the Romans.
You know, Matthew, I don't feel flattered being put in the same class with you. So if that's all you've come to say, get out. Please, Aram, a job is what I need.
I can work hard for you. I can relieve you of a great many details, which will give you more time for other profitable business.
I'm sorry, Matthew.
And you can trust me, Aaron. I'm honest. No one has ever denied that.
No one ever discusses the honesty of traitors. It's like talking about rainfall in the desert. I'm sorry, Matthew.
And I thought you would understand.
Then you were mistaken. Now, let's get one matter straight. I work for the Romans, that's true. But I take money from them. You take money from your own people for the Romans. There's a difference, Matthew. A very big difference.
And you don't think a man can change?
I don't even care. I'm in a pretty delicate situation as it is, Matthew. I don't take risks for anyone. To hire you would be such a risk. Sorry.
Michael, you must understand.
Whenever someone tells me I must understand, I know immediately that it's something others don't understand. If you've come seeking a favor, Matthew, you must know that there's little I can do.
You mean there's little you can do for me, don't you?
If you choose to phrase it that way.
Michael, you're a respected man in this community. A word from you can mean a great deal.
A word, huh? Some sort of magic word?
Michael, have you ever known me to do a single dishonest act in all my life?
What's the purpose of such a question, Matthew?
If you vouch for me, then I might be able to get a job. Everyone respects you and your word. Just tell them that I'm honest and decent.
Matthew, let me give you a little insight into a great secret of getting along with people. If you would have people respect your word, don't give it too freely.
What do you mean?
Why do people regard my word so highly? I'll tell you why. Because they've never been disappointed in what I've said. And again, why? Because I never give my word on anything or anyone. Is that clear?
But I know of several occasions when you've vouched for people.
Matthew, how can I vouch for you when you call me a liar?
But I didn't call you a liar.
You didn't use the word straight out, but you did contradict me. You see, Matthew, it's quite impossible for me to vouch for someone like you, much as I'd like to.
You wouldn't like to at all. You're toying with me when I'm in trouble. I need help and you don't want to give it to me. And inwardly, you're laughing at me. You're being cruel, Michael.
Perhaps your friends, the Romans, will be kinder to you. Ah, Matthew, get out of here.
Oh, Deborah, I've tried.
Oh, no, Uncle.
It's as though I've been a thief. No one trusts me. No one believes. You tell me, Deborah, have I been a traitor? Have I been a friend of the Romans? Every day for years now, you've seen me, heard me speak. Have I ever uttered one word that can be interpreted as treason toward our people?
Oh, no, Uncle, no.
How can people be so cruel?
Uncle.
Yes, Deborah.
Maybe Daniel's father could help.
No, no, it wouldn't be right. I don't want to jeopardize your happiness, never that.
But if Daniel is willing to marry me, surely his father should be willing to be understanding about you.
He's the one man I won't go to. No, Deborah, when you marry, I want you to cut your ties with me. I want you to try to forget me, forget that I'm your uncle.
After all you've done for me, This whole thing is really my fault, in a way.
Why? Because you wanted a wedding like other girls had. That's nothing to apologize for.
You took the job in the first place to earn money to take care of me. You tried to leave it because you thought it would help me, and I... Uncle, I don't deserve it.
No. We won't have tears. In this life, when you make one mistake, you're finished. There's no new beginning. No one wants to understand or forgive. Well, I don't want you to do the same thing that I did, so you will marry Daniel. You will live your own life. Your children must never know about me.
You won't even come to see it?
Shame is one possession I'm selfish about. I'll share it with no one.
And your reward for all the years of sacrifice will be living alone the rest of your life? That isn't fair.
Nor is it fair to attach this stigma to your children yet unborn. You know the Roman was cleverer than I gave him credit for. He knew what he was talking about. I'll go back. I'll take the job that's waiting.
Well, Matthew, so you're back. How nice to see you again.
Please, sir, don't be too cruel. I'm a beaten man. Don't make it worse.
So you've changed your mind, Matthews. How nice to see you again.
Please, sir, don't be too cruel. I'm a beaten man. Don't make it worse.
So you've changed your mind, Matthew. Is it a job you're thinking of?
Well, you said it would be waiting for me.
Oh, so I did.
Well, shall I begin at my usual place?
Your usual place, yes. But not at your usual fee.
But, sir...
You see, there were some things you said just before you left that I didn't like, so we'll take something off of that.
But the work will be the same.
Only the pay will be different. Now, do you want the job under those conditions, or don't you?
You know I have no alternative.
Good. And if you make any mention to anyone of this little change in your remuneration, it will go hard with you.
Do I make myself clear? I think I know what you mean, Caius.
Well, I'll go out by the road and take your accustomed place and begin your collecting. And be careful today.
If you think I deliberately make any mistakes...
Oh, I didn't mean that. It just happens that there are great crowds passing on the road today. That man, what do they call him? The master. He's supposed to be coming this way, and the roads are clogged with people wanting to see him. So things will be more difficult than usual today.
The master...
Matthew, you listen to me.
I wonder.
So, you turned to him, too.
I didn't say that, did I?
You didn't have to say it. Just let one of your people get into trouble, you go to him for help. Tell me, Matthew, all those things they say about you, about curing people, raising the dead, all that. Is it true?
I've heard, as you've heard, but I haven't seen. Yet somehow I feel that maybe it is true.
Matthew, if you have any ideas that he can help you, forget them. None of your people would have anything to do with the likes of you, least of all such a prophet as the Master. Now get on with your job, Matthew.
Job?
Oh, Caius, you were right about the huge crowds. I have more than I can do to keep them in line.
I don't think there's any excuse. If any of them slip by, I'll take the taxes out of your pay, do you hear?
Yes, I hear.
Now then, first... Please, I'm trying to do what I can to make it easier and quicker for you all. If you'll only cooperate...
What's the matter with
them? Look there and you'll see. It's what I told you. The master is coming this way. You see there, they're clearing a path for him.
The master, yes.
Yes, I see him.
Well, never mind that now. You'll do your job. You'll go on collecting taxes.
But, Sir Master, I must speak to him. I must ask him if he couldn't forgive a man like
you. You sit where you are, Matthew. You'll do what I tell you to.
Please, this one time I'd like to ask him, sir. I'd like to find
collect
out.
Collect the taxes, I say, else you'll find out what Roman retribution can be like. You don't do your job.
Yes, it seems that nothing can help me. Nothing. I'm a man doomed to be hated and distrusted and thwarted all my life. My one chance, and I can't take advantage of it.
That's very touching, Matthew, but people are waiting. Collect the taxes.
Yes, Caius, I'll collect the taxes. What else is there for me in life? Work for the Romans, be hated by your own. Give up what little family you have, that's my lot. All right, next.
What's wrong now? Why are they all going so quiet?
No, I don't like it. There is something wrong. Something strange. Look.
The master. Coming toward us. Coming with my little stand. Carlos, what should I do?
Ask him for taxes, of course.
Don't joke about such things. Wait. Maybe this is my chance. Maybe this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. Master! Master, there is something I must ask you.
Follow me. It's what the master said. He said it to me, to Matthew, the publican. Did you hear? All of you, did you hear? You who scorned me, who shunned me, did you hear? The master himself said for me to follow him.
And you, where are you going?
To follow him. To follow him as he asked.
And I order you to come back.
Not this time and never again. I've been freed from the slavery of fear about money and of the fear of being despised. I go to follow him.
Matthew,
come back. Come back. In the name of Rome, I order you, come back.
Gone. He's gone.
Disciple John, and you were Peter. I must grow to know you all, and you must try to be friendly toward me, please.
Matthew, the Master has chosen you. If you've been accepted by him, surely you can expect no less from us.
Yes, Matthew. You should be the same as us.
Oh, I'm not the same, Peter, for I'm a man loathed and hated here in Capernaum. But from now on, things will be different. There is one thing that I must do before I leave here. The Master and all of you. You'll have the evening meal in my home. It'll be the last meal in my home, but you must all be there. And I shall invite all those who shamed me and let them see that the Master has forgiven me. And maybe they will forgive too.
Much else to prepare, Peter and I could help.
Oh, John, John, I've already disgraced the Master. The good people I've invited, they wouldn't come. And the others, the ones who would accept, they aren't good enough to eat at the same table with the Master, even as I am not.
Never show that, Matthew. The Master shuns no one. And if the meal is prepared, then you should invite the hungry to share it with us.
Go, Matthew. Invite all those who would come and share the feast with us. Don't judge them. Invite them.
Yes, John. Yes. Yes, John. I can see now what you meant. The Master turns from no man. No matter how low his station in life.
One can look about this table and guess the things these men have done.
Some have the shifty eyes of thieves.
Others, the hard faces of disbelievers. And still others, the hunted and worried look of those who are afraid of the world.
And yet the Master breaks bread with them and treats No man has been with disrespect.
Because he thinks not of the past, but of the present and the future. There's no man here who cannot be a good man. And with help and understanding, there will be good men one day.
Deborah, please, I have an honored guest here for the last meal to be served in my home.
Please, Uncle, listen to me. It's important.
Oh, dear, you seem almost on the verge of tears. What is it? The wedding, Daniel? Is something wrong? And just when I thought that everything would be all right.
Uncle, I've heard. The master has chosen you to follow, and you've been forgiven, I know. But unfortunately, others have heard, too. That's why I'm here.
What do you mean, child?
They're coming here. The important men in the town, Samuel, Aaron, the elders. They're coming here now.
They are? That's good. For they'll see that I eat at the same table with the master.
But you don't understand. They're coming here to confront the master, to accuse him, to do you harm.
You're still not satisfied? They want to go on persecuting me?
Don't be afraid, Matthew.
Yes, let them come. The master has faced angry mobs before, and men of authority. Don't be afraid, Matthew. You have brothers now. Male brothers.
Oh, then.
Deborah, with my newfound friends, I'm not afraid. I let them in. Samuel, Aaron, welcome to my home.
Where is him? Where is this man who claims to be a prophet and is a friend of publicans and sinners at the same time?
There he sits at the head of the table. What do you want with him?
Master, you call yourself a prophet, a teacher of goodness and right. And yet there's not a man here at this table with you that we don't know to be a publican or a thief. Or an irreligious man. If you've come to raise them to the status of honored men, then you're not wanted in this town, not by us.
No.
You understand?
Samuel, that's no way to address the master.
His actions earn him that kind of address. Well, master, you persist in honoring these people? If not, we have a feast prepared for you. We, the honorable citizens of Capernaum, make your choice now.
They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Master, that is a strange sound.
That's no answer. Get rid of him.
Drive him out of town.
Wait, my friend. Wait. Let's not lose our tempers. There's a good deal in what he says. And haven't we seen it? Matthew wanted to give up being a publican. But we wouldn't help him. I wouldn't give him a job. We forced him to go back to the Romans.
That much is true, yes.
If we had helped him as the master did, he would have changed. He wanted to, you know that.
Yes.
Master, if you can, forgive us our angry words. Forgive us. And, Matthew, would you forgive me?
Oh, gladly, Samuel. Gladly.
Another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived.
Father, 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 Father.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, the voice of information and education.